Torah tells us in the beginning of Parshas Truma, "V'zos haTruma shehatchit chumeitam zahav v'chesef u'rechoshes." Skeles v'agamon v'chavash shani v'sheish v'izim. Toselim v'adamim rosh t'chashim v'atzei shitim. So that's starting from Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk Hey. Then Pasuk Vav starts Shemen l'amor v'som l'shemen l'mishchol v'tor sa'asomim ha'neishon v'avnei milim l'oifo v'lachoshim. So the Chidah, we'll see, is Medayik. That on Pasuk Vav, it seems to be a new beginning. Because everything else is connected. Zahav, Vachasav, Unechoshes, Utzchel, Zve, Agamon, Visalav, Ve. And Pasuk Vav, a new beginning. Shem and Lamar. Doesn't say Vishem and Lamar. So Pasuk Vav is a new beginning. So what's the new beginning? All these were different donations that were made for the Mishkan. So what's the new beginning that you have in Pasuk Vav? That's the kasha of the Chidah. On page 3, there's a sefer, the Sedes Farm, that came out a couple of years ago called Torah Sachidah. What they did was, Chidah wrote so many Sfarim. I can't even tell you how many Sfarim he wrote. He went all over the world with manuscripts. He wrote there's a set of Sfarim of all the Sifrei Achidah. The library doesn't even own it. They didn't want to buy it. It was too expensive. They were selling it at the Sfarim sale last year. All Sifrei Achidah. It's like, I don't know, a couple hundred dollars? I don't know. They don't want to buy it. I don't know. There's one set of all the Sifrei Achidah. So what someone else did was they took all the different Sfarim of the Chidah and they put it into one set called Torah Sachidah. So you see you have from the Nachal Kedumim and the Rosh David and other things. So the Chidah quotes from all different types of people. He quotes Harav HaGadol, Mari Zavi, Darshina L'Hanikra Kesinai. So again, he's going to discuss this issue. Why? What happened by Shem and Lamor that there's no Hemshech of the Shem and Lamor, which is mashma that Shem and Lamor is a new beginning. So he quotes, before we look further in the Chidah, he quotes the Targum, famous Targum Yonasan and Parshas Vayakhel, at page 4. Page 4. Perek Lamed Hey Pasuk of Zayin. It says, "V'nesim heviu es avnei shom es avnei miluim loifot v'lachoshen." The nesim brought the special expensive jewels, the avnei shom v'avnei miluim. So who are the nesim? So Rashi quotes that the nesim were the nesim, the nasi. And the nesim, their attitude was that the tzibor should donate whatever. And if there's any left over, we'll make good. But they didn't take the initiative to want to participate necessarily. They said, if you need us, call us. You know, first do your own appeal, and if you need us, call us. That was right before they lost the Yud, Rashi says, etc. But there's a famous Targum Yonasan on page 5. And the Sefer Yain Tov quotes the Targum Yonasan on Pasuk of Zion. Says, Vanisim. Nesiim doesn't mean the nasi, the prince, the head of the community, but the nesiim are anonim. The anane shmaya, says the Targum Yonasan. Azlil lepisha v'dalya mikamon. Yeah, anane shmaya l'alchul lepisha v'dalya mishamas avne borelis chol v'as avne miluim l'ashkia v'eifo v'choshin. V'yirido som al pnei hamidbar. Whereas Nisiyim means there was the Anoni HaKovod, or whatever the Anonim were, the Anonim in Shemayim, went to the Pishon, to the river, and they, got the precious jewels from underneath the water, and then they brought it up, and they brought it, and that's what happened. And the Pasuk continues in Chavches, the Targum Yonasan also says, the Tezvon Anoni Shmaya, for Aslan le Gan Eden. The Anoni Shemayim went to Gan Eden, and that's where they got, as Habosim, Hamufchar, as Shemin Zayis, Lawyer, that the Anonei Shamayim went to Gan Eden, and that's where they got the Shemen and the Afar Simon, etc., for the Ketores HaSamim. Also, the Chidor quotes a beautiful idea. He says, you know what the Pshat and the Pesukim are? Zos HaTrum HaShem Tichu Meitam. That's what they got from Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael gave the Zohar, Chesed, the Choshes, Pchelis, Vagomon, Tolash, Shani Gesheish V'izim V'oseinim Odem. Pasuk Vav and onward. That was from the Anonim. That was Derech Nes. Therefore, that's a new beginning. Shemen Lamor, B'samim L'shemen HaMishchov V'ktor Sassomim, just like the Targum Yonison says in Vayakel, HaNasim HaVi'u was the Anonim. So that was a new beginning. That says the Chidor, look for on page 3. הרב הגודל זהבי כדשינו להם יקרא כסינה והקדם השבי בתרגום מיוחס ליונסון פרשת ויקל תענוני שמי הביאו אבני שאו ואבני מילוע מפישון כסבוסם ובשם מגן עדן ועשים לוקחו והביאו לצורך המשכן זה שאומר ויכו לי תשומה שגם אני נוסן תשומה למשכן הוא בעצם ויכו לי תשומה שיכו תשומה ממנו נמצא שיש כאן שתי תשומות אחד מאיתו יספורך והשני מאיש ישראל So the two trumas were once, one is people brought and one was God given. So the Zav, Kesev Nechoshes, people brought from their own money. But the Shemin Lamor, the Avnei Shol, the Avnei Miluim, came from Shemayim. Al Derech Nes. And that's why it's all, the first are all with Vavs. Va'az Hifsik, 3 lines from the bottom. Ksiv Shemin Lamor, below Vav. Loros Mikani, Trumoso, Kibiyochol, Haniglis, this is the Truma from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the way it's divided. Okay? That's how the Yechidah quotes from one of the Gedolim to touch up the Pesukim. There's a famous Arachayim HaKadosh. We don't have time to go through the whole thing. Look on page 2 where I put that arrow on page 2, the second arrow on the left-hand side of the page, the extreme left. The kasha that the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh gives is how come Avni Shom and Avni Miluim were the most expensive things, right? So how come they were mentioned last? The Zav, the Ches, and the Choshes are a Chosh of things, but the Avnei Shom and Avnei Miluim, these were rare commodities. You know, rare diamonds, rare, you know, they came, Ad Kedei Kach, that the Targum Yonason says that the Anonim had to go Lepishon and get them from underneath the water to get them. So those were very rare diamonds, you know, rare stones. So Chorah, just like Zohar, the Chesed, and the Choshev, so the very Choshev, so obviously you're mentioning the Choshev things first, so then you should have mentioned the Avnei Shom first. So says the Arachayim HaKadosh, a big Yisod, Od Nir Al Pi Divrei Hazal, Shamru B'Yuma, Shanonim HaYuma V'im, Es Avnei Shom, writes Gemara in Yuma, Im Kein Mishulchan Gavoh HaYuma V'im, Belo Torach V'Yegiyem, Lo Chisar Kish, Ashal Kein, Seydin Vosam HaKadosh, Kol Vosam V'im, Kisam Al Yidei Torach. That's the big Yisod. That anything, what's called valuable? Valuable is what you put effort into. That's the most valuable. Avnei Shom, Avnei Miluim, no effort. It was a freebie. The Neshamayim. And the Siyim Heviyu. That's why it's a separate category. Okay, it's very nice. We got a free gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But anything you get as a free gift is much less valuable. And that's this, I've said this many times, that this generation is always, you know, we want easy things. We want to press a button in the computer and get everything. We want to listen, we don't want to work out our sugya. We want to, you know, just listen to a tape and get it all. Okay, nothing wrong. Look, you know, if you're not going to, better than not having it. But this generation is a generation where Yigia is, you know, everyone wants everything instantly. No, you don't want to wait for anything. You don't want to work at anything. And we see from here that the things that they didn't have to work for are mentioned last, because those things are the least valuable. Things that are mentioned last are the least valuable because they came without effort. And that's the key. If you work on something and you put effort to it, that gives it value. That's what really gives it true value. Not the thing that you just got on a silver platter. And that's why the Avni Shom, Avni Mluim, that this category of Shemin Lamor and onward, those were freebies. They're mentioned last. That's a big yisod. It's a big yisod, and it's a whole culture that's breeded here in America, and even Torah became that way. Okay, it's better that people should learn this way, not that way. But a lot of people who could be learning with much more effort just want to take a freebie, take a tape and just listen and get everything on a silver platter from. And not work at it, and that's really, and that's why it's not worth. It's worth something for sure, but the worth is minimum. The ikar of any value of anything is whatever effort you put into it. Human relationships are that way also. If you don't put effort into it, it's not going to be a good relationship. If you have to put whatever you want to be of value, has to come with effort. These ideas that people just like to take notes, and that's their whole learning is taking notes with no effort. That's not a value. It's a little value, but it's not. That's mentioned last. That's not the ikar. The ikar is the working, is the thinking, is discussing it, is the amelus, and that's what the Aruch Chaim tells us. It's a very interesting vort that from the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim was from the Balei Tosfos, and they printed the Rabbeinu Ephraim al Torah. It's a sefer, one volume. Some have it in two volumes. Rabbeinu Ephraim al Torah. In Yerideya, the Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Rabbeinu Ephraim is the Balei Tosfos. So when you see this vort, it's not stam a pshetel. It comes from the Balei Tosfos, and I think the vort has a lot of big Musar Haskel to it. And he says a drush on page 6 on Zohav Kesef Unachoshes, which I think is a yesod, even though it's a little drushy, but again, it's from the Balei HaToisus. He says, Zohav Kesef Unachoshes tells us, Nidrash al Nosnei Tzedakah. You see, there are three types of people who give tzedakah. Three types of people, and I think this idea could be used not only for giving tzedakah, but for all types of chesed. One type, you see, you can wait, chas v'shalom, we'll see that somebody is sick in the family, God forbid, so you want to give tzedakah that they should get better. Or, in other words, you wait until the situation deteriorated, and then you start. You have a friend. You can be friendly with him now when everything is okay, or you can wait till everything is going bad for him, and then you first say hello to him and you first invite him to your. You can wait till a situation deteriorates and first act upon it, or you can do it. So the zav v'chesav v'choshes zav no trikun zeh hanosin bari. You give tzedakah when everything is good. In other words, you're healthy. And you're giving tzedakah. Ratzolom kodim sheipol b'sakana al b'choli notzin tzedakah la'oni tamid. You're giving before you. In other words, not because you got sick and this. Okay. In other words, you're giving it when things are good. V'omed b'vriusu. Lachay nimshol l'zov. That's the highest madrega. Because you're not doing it for ulterior motives. You're not waiting for a situation to deteriorate. Shun zohav zeh hanosein bori. Zeh hanosein bari. That's meshubach manakol. Al mishal yitayad sheifal b'sakon unshal kesef. Who kal mizav? Zeno trikon shal kesef. What is kesef? Kishoroa sakana poseach. When you see an impending tragedy, then all of a sudden you become a sport. Then all of a sudden you're going to give tzedakah. That's the second madrega, an impending kshiroa sakana poseach. And the third one, nimshal nechoshes, zein nosein et sheyichla. Mamish, the guy, you waited till somebody got sick, and then you decide who knows him, that you're going to give. Nechoshes noder chole sheyomar tnu. You're already sick, or somebody's in the family is sick. Then already you want to give him something so he should get better. That's the lowest madrega. And I think it's not only that it's stucker. Some people, they see somebody who's in a bad situation, so all of a sudden then they become compassionate. Instead of acting nice and it's before the situation deteriorates, being nice to the person before, kalvachomer when the situation arrived. But that's a big Musar Haskel, that people wait till situations deteriorate before they act in a proper way. No, Zeha Nosen Bari. That's the highest madrega. Then Kesek Shoah Sakana Poseach, and the third one is the guy's already sick. Then you're ready. You decide you want to no dechola sheyomer tnu. Okay, there's another interesting halacha in this week's parsha, which I think we can learn out of Musar Haskel in Truma Chavav Lamed. It says Vakimosa as a mishkan. That you should erect the Mishkan like it was in the it was beforehand. So Derech Agav, the Archaim HaKadosh quotes the Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra, we can see it inside on page 9. Hakemosa Sheyomer Kein L'Chachmei Leif. Hakemosa as a Mishkan means, in other words, who HaKadosh Baruch was talking to? Who? To Moshe Rabbeinu. Now Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't the craftsman, right? So whenever Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu that you should make the Mishkan, he didn't mean for Moshe Rabbeinu to make the Mishkan. He meant that Moshe Rabbeinu should go ahead and now tell the craftsman to do it, right? When he said make an aron, make a this, make a that, it didn't mean that Moshe should do it. It means Moshe should now go ahead and tell the craftsman. So the Eben Ezra says the same thing over here. Hakemosa as a Mishkan means now you go ahead and tell the Chachmei Lev to put up the Mishkan. So the Orach Chaim HaKadosh takes issue with the Eben Ezra. Ibn Ezra, Sheyomer came from Melee, the Rav Hiskiel, the Chlos, Mitzvah Hashem, Chosham, Shem, Shemru, Chol Maseh, Shal Mishkan, Lunochach. In other words, how did the Ibn Ezra know that? Because everything else in the Mishkan, Hashem said for Moshe to do, and it really didn't mean that. It meant that Moshe then should say over to someone else. So if everything else in the Mishkan was that way, so this is too. Lokenu. The Archaim says no. Olam ki kol ma shi yitzav Hashem benoch Moshe hu yaseh. Bein zulos lo. Zulos the mokum shi yachzor Hashem biyom ha-mefeirish. No. Whenever Hashem said to Moshe to do something, he meant that Moshe should do it. The other cases, because the other cases is another pasuk that said that the Chachmei Lev should do it. But here, it doesn't say that the Chachmei Lev should do it, so if I came Moshe meant that Moshe Rabbeinu should put it up. That Moshe Rabbeinu should put it up. So here you have a machlokes, the Eben Ezra and the Archaim HaKadosh. What does it mean, Vakimosa as a Mishkan? That the Eben Ezra says, Vakimosa as a Mishkan means that Moshe should tell, Vakimosa means Moshe, you should do it, but doesn't mean he should do it, means you should tell the others to do it, just like other things in the Mishkan. And the Archaim HaKadosh says, no! Vakimosa means that Moshe should do it. So Moshe should set the example of setting up the Mishkan. So what's the big deal that Moshe should put it up? So there are many ideas that we could learn from this, that why should Moshe be this example? So there's a famous Yerushalmi, page 10, in Shabbos and Perek Yud Beis. Yerushalmi says, Amar Rabbeinu Akimosa says, HaMishkan Kibishpato, you should put up the wood of the Mishkan to Mishpata. So the Yerushalmi asks, the creation Mishpat La'etzim? What does it mean to Mishpata? Like the Mishpat. The Mishpat of what? Of wood?
He said, put up the wood like the mishpat of wood. What does that mean? Ella Ezel Keresh Zaka Linosem Bitsafan Yinosem Bitsafan Bidarum Yinosem Bidarum. That when they put up the Mishkan, so then they put it up and then they took it down and then they traveled again. So they had to make sure that whatever piece of the Keresh, the wood that was put on the north side, when you put it up again, it should be in the north side. So whatever was in the south should be in the south. You can't just change the parents. That the north be the south and the south. Whatever was north is north. Whatever is south is south. And that's this din of Kimishpato. It's interesting that this Yerushalmi, based on this week's parsha, is quoted in the Magen Avraham, in Hilchos Tzitzis, on page 11. Well, what's the minig in the Talis Gadol? What do we have? An Atara, right? Some have just a piece of cloth. Some have shiny silver thing. What's the purpose of that? What's the purpose of the Atara? The Atara is to know which tzitzis. In other words, you should have a beggar that one day you're wearing the tzitzis this way and the other day you're wearing it reverse. The tzitzis that are always on top are on top, and the tzitzis are in the bottom on the bottom. And that comes from this halacha. Yalbishenu v'nogu lasas ha-Torah mechatichas meshi simen ches in the Magen Avraham Sifkot and Vav the simen she'osun tzitzis she'lefonav she'yul olam lefonav. And the Ari HaKadosh wasn't Machpi. Because what's the real din? The real din of the Tzafon, why is the word in the Tzafon should only be the Tzafon? Because the Tzafon had more Kedusha. Because that's where you brought the country Kadoshim, that we were the holiest Karbanos, always Betzafon. So therefore, if you're going to make the wood that was Betzafon and put that to Dorum, so that's here being Parches Bekedusha. So by Tzitzis, but Tzitzis doesn't have any Kedusha anyway. So to say that applies to Tzitzis is a bit of an extension that really maybe doesn't make sense because it's nothing to do with Kedusha by Tzitzis. Here, it's the Malim HaKodesh. They married him. Yet the poskim and Minad Yisrael is to do this, to be makpid, to have the Atara, like the Magen Avraham says, that to have this idea of kvius, that whatever was the tzafon is the tzafon, to have a kvius, even though the real din is the din of Malim Mekodesh Vein Maridim. But yet there's another din that is the question whether it's not a real din. But it's another idea that's gleaned from this idea is that there's a concept that you should do things for ofen kavua. If this was the top, then let it always be the top. If this was the over here, everything should be kavua. And it's interesting that in Hilchos Sukkah, this is also brought down in the Mariel. In Hilchos Sukkah, says, Omar Mari Segel, Sharosh Rabbo Marash, and Samin Adapin. When the pizza is a sukkah, Aleph Beis Gimel, the Deiru Seder Amidosim, Shalosh Shanos Mishana Lashana. That the Mariel quotes from the Marash that on the panels of his sukkah, he would write Aleph Beis Gimel, so next year when he would build the sukkah, he would know that this panel went over here, and this panel went over here, and he wouldn't reverse the panels. So again, even though maybe the Ukara, this din is an extension of the din that we have by the Yerushalmi, and the Bikur Yaakov on page 13, Rav Yaakov Entiger quotes this. He says, "The Mariel Koshav Hamarasayim Samin Mechitzas Asuka Chayli Ros Seida Amidosim Shloishan Mishan Lashan Chayli Yerushalmi." The poskim lo biluv gavrelo isi mishachosh lozeh. He says the poskim don't bring this down because really it's not a real din. But lenient tzitzis, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shalom. And then he says it's really not comparable. Now, near Staiki, near Shaina Dome Klali, Yushal Misha, the Bishal Hashem would soften Yesh Kedusha Yoser. Right? So, therefore, you understand it. But to compare it to Tzitzis, or to Sukkah, that's a bit of a Kiddush. So, Tzitzis, I want to say that the Tzitzis that are closer to the Aron Kodesh maybe has some. By Sukkah, maybe you can understand more, because Sukkah has Kedusha Sukkah, so maybe the first two panels, three panels he put up,
are the Iker Sukkah, and then the other one is not the Iker Sukkah, so there's, you know, that has to be looked on in the, but the Iker Din is a din of Malin Bakodesh, and the other din is a din of Kviyas. So I think, you know, you see this idea that Moshe Rabbeinu should be the one to teach us this idea. He's setting the example. He's setting the example of if you're doing something, you're doing, as we said before, like the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, whatever you do with effort is what's valuable. So if you're putting in a certain amount of effort in what you're doing to diminish that and then to wax off, so that's a chisorin in Malin Bakodesh Vein Moridin, because you put in so much effort into something and now you want the easy way out. So whenever you want the easy way out, that's the chisorin, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us, that when you put the tzofon, always should be the tzofon. And stam, whatever you do, you should do open tavua. You shouldn't one day do it, one day you come, one day you don't come. You do it, you do something, you do it open tavua. This was always the tzofon. It's like, you know, like we say, he's part of the furniture. Some people, they're always here. They're part of the furniture. You know, so this is the tzafon, this is the dharm. It's always ba'ofen kavua. Even though it's not an issue of malim ba'kodesh vei marivim, it's ba'ofen kavua. And that Moshe Rabbeinu has to be the one to show us that, because that's an ikar hanhoga b'chaim, that Moshe Rabbeinu, akimosa means Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us this idea that he's going to put up the Mishkan, he's going to show us malim ba'kodesh, he's going to show us that you have to do things ba'ofen kavua. And he's going to show us that with his effort, as the Chazal say, he's going to put the effort into putting the Mishkan, that only things that, because we know Chazal tell us that it was difficult, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe said, I can't do it, Hashem said, I'll help you, the whole famous Chazal, but that's the klal, that if you do something with effort, and you do it ba'ofen kavua, then you're going to see peiros from it. But if you do something, you know, you just come to a shir, and you just take notes, you know, so it's easy. You know, like Rabbi Parnas once said, that's, you know, it's halachic entertainment. It's, you know, it's not, you're not growing and learning. It's halachic entertainment. It's kosher entertainment, like Rabbi Parnas said, but it's just entertainment. It's an entertaining experience for the hour or so. But it's not growth. If you want growth in whatever you do in life, so you have to put effort in and you have to do it ba'ofen kavua. Hakemosa. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one, or Arachayim says. And then you see that has the most value. The anonym, bring the avni shom, the avni milum, that's mentioned last. Because even though it's the most precious, it's the most expensive, but as far as the Torah is concerned, it has the least value. So we should always realize that we have to put an effort in everything we do. And effort means both in the effort that we do and in the kfiyas. The thing, the ofen kavua, sofron is sofron, dorum is dorum. You do things both in kavua. You don't. One day you do it, one day you don't do it. You do things both in kavua, and then Bez Hashem, you'll be matzliya to see a lot of peiros from whatever efforts you put into it.